a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
Good afternoon. The South Dakota Senate will come to order, and leading us in our prayer this afternoon, we are privileged to have Reverend J.D. Mosley, Jr. of the Ministerium here in the Pierre Fort Pierre area. And from Eagle Butte, our page leading us in the Pledge of Allegiance today is Daniel Keller.
Let us pray. Great Heavenly Father, we do thank you for this opportunity to come as senators of the great state of South Dakota. Pray that each one may have the willingness and the discernment that you have given to each one to properly not only represent their area of South Dakota, but also to know your will in this day of legislation. May you give them the grace needed to do your work on this day, and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Secretary will call the roll, please.
Adelstein, Bagalka, Bradford, Brown, Buell, Ewing, Frerichs, Heineman, Holeen, Hunhoff, Jensen, Johnston, Jones, Kirkaby, Krebs, Lederman, Lucas, Maher, Monroe, Nordstrup, Olson, Umdahl, Otten, Peters, Rampelberg, Rave, Roden, Soholt, Sutton, Tiedemann, Teason, Van Gerpen, Valley, Welke, White. Mr. President, quorum present.
Approval of the journal, please.
Mr. President, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Secretary of the Senate has had under consideration the Senate Journal of the 23rd day. All errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move the adoption of the report. Respectfully, Corey Brown, Chair.
All those in favor of adoption signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Communications. Excuse me. Reports of standing committees.
Mr. President, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Office of Engrossing and Enrolling has carefully compared Senate Bills 8 and 9 and finds the same correctly enrolled. Corey Brown, Chair. Also, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that Senate Bills 53 and 57 were delivered to His Excellency the Governor for his approval at 9:30 a.m. February 15, 2013. Respectfully, Corey Brown, Chair. The Committee on Local Government reports that it has had under considerations House Bill 1069 and 1086 and recommends due pass consent, Senate Bill 130 and recommends due pass as amended, Senate Bill 180 and recommends due pass as amended, and Senate Bills 165 and 240, which were deferred to the 41st legislative day. Mark Kirkaby, Chair. The Committee on Transportation reports that it has had under consideration Senate Bill 142 and recommends due pass, and Senate Bill 154 and recommends due pass as amended. Mike Valley, Chair. The Committee on Taxation reports that it has had under consideration House Bill 1153 and recommends due pass, House Bill 1140 and recommends due pass consent, and Senate Bill 175, which was deferred to the 41st legislative day. Ryan Maher, Chair. The Committee on Health and Human Services has had under consideration Senate Bill 135 and recommends due pass as amended. Gene Hunhoff, Chair. The Committee on State Affairs reports that it has had under consideration Senate Bills 136, 182, 232, and 235 and recommends due pass, and Senate Bill 82 and recommends due pass as amended, Senate Bill 237 and recommends due pass as amended, and Senate Bill 162, which was tabled. Larry Roden, Chair.
We have to do those reports, obviously, because busy time. We have a deadline on Wednesday for when all bills either must be defeated or passed out of this body, and so that was obviously the last of our Monday, Wednesday, Friday committees, and we have Tuesday. Next item is messages.
Mr. President, I have the honor to transmit herewith House Bills 1093, 1128, 1162, 1198, 1209, 1213, 1220, and 1246, which have passed the House in your favorable consideration as respectfully requested. Also, Mr. President, I have the honor to return herewith Senate Bills 8 and 9, which have passed the House without change. Respectfully, Arlene Kavislin, Chief Clerk.
Consideration of executive appointments, please.
The Senate now proceeds to the consideration of the executive appointment of Lila Hutchison of Shannon County, Wounded Knee, South Dakota, and Wanda J. Blair of Meade County, Vail, South Dakota, both to the State Brand Board.
Any remarks? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is, does the Senate advise and Senator Bradford, did you have some remarks?
I did. Thank you, Mr. President.
Okay, thank you. Sorry.
I would like to speak about Lila Hutchison, who is my neighbor, and who's her first time on the brand board, and I'm proud that Lila is going to serve in that capacity, and I would especially like to have your recommendation and your vote. Lila is very, very much in the business of livestock all her life. Lila is very active in this area, and I thank you, Mr. President, for allowing me to say a few good words about Lila.
Thank you, sir. Just so those who might be watching or online or here, these are appointments made by Governor Dugard to the brand board. We need to take them one at a time because they're not on the consent calendar, and the Constitution requires that the Senate agree with Governor Dugard's appointment of Lila Hutchison. So the question is, does the Senate advise and consent to the executive appointment of Lila Hutchison to the State Brand Board? Those in favor of advice and consent will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will please call the roll.
Adelstein.
Aye.
Bagalka.
Aye.
Bradford.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buell.
Aye.
Ewing.
Aye.
Frerichs.
Aye.
Heineman.
Aye.
Holine.
Aye.
Hunhoff.
Aye.
Jensen.
Aye.
Johnston.
Aye.
Jones.
Aye.
Kirkaby.
Aye.
Krebs.
Aye.
Lederman.
Aye.
Lucas.
Aye.
Maher.
Aye.
Monroe.
Aye.
Norstrup.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Amdahl.
Aye.
Otten.
Aye.
Peters.
Aye.
Rampelberg.
Aye.
Rave.
Aye.
Roden.
Aye.
Soholt.
Aye.
Sutton.
Aye.
Tiedemann.
Aye.
Thiessen.
Aye.
Van Gerpen. Excused. Valley.
Aye.
Welke.
Aye.
White.
Aye.
Mr. President, there are ayes 34, excused 1.
A question, does the Senate advise and consent to the executive appointment of Lila Hutchison, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed, and the governor's appointment is confirmed. Next up is, the question before the Senate is, does the Senate advise and consent to the executive appointment of Wanda Blair? Those in favor of advice and consent will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Adelstein.
Aye.
Bagalka.
Aye.
Bradford.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buell.
Aye.
Ewing.
Aye.
Frerichs.
Aye.
Heineman.
Aye.
Holine.
Aye.
Hunhoff.
Aye.
Jensen.
Aye.
Johnston.
Aye.
Jones.
Aye.
Kirkaby.
Aye.
Krebs.
Aye.
Lederman.
Aye.
Lucas.
Aye.
Maher.
Aye.
Monroe.
Aye.
Norstrup.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Amdahl.
Aye.
Otten.
Aye.
Peters.
Aye.
Rampelberg.
Aye.
Rave.
Aye.
Roden.
Aye.
Soholt.
Aye.
Sutton.
Aye.
Tiedemann.
Aye.
Thiessen.
Aye.
Van Gerpen. Excused. Valley.
Aye.
Welke.
Aye.
White.
Aye.
Mr. President, there are ayes 34, excused 1.
The question, does the Senate advise and consent to the executive appointment of Wanda Blair, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. The governor's appointment is confirmed of Wanda Blair to the State Brand Board. Motions and resolutions, please.
Senator Soholt moves that the Senate page resolution number 3 be adopted.
Comments on that motion? Senator Soholt, dashing boots.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. So would you all come to?
No, not yet. Just yak.
Just yak?
Yeah.
All right.
Give us some rousing.
I will. Well, this is the time when we say thank you to a group that has been with us for 2 weeks. And having it be 2 weeks and the important role that they play, we become fond of them. And we find out things like they're willing to come into the bow tie caucus in very interesting ways and how they tie ties. And the women put bow ties in their hair. And we also found out, Mr. President, you'll be particularly interested, that we have extreme Packer fans amongst this page group. As an aside. But in all seriousness, you know, while it might seem like simple things that the page group does for us, and sometimes we have them running errands for us, it's very important to the overall work that we do. And making us copies and finding bills and running errands and being there to help us. And I think what the most important thing about this page group is they really show us the promise of our future. And what is so exciting is how bright they are, how interested they are in the process, and how proud they make their communities by being here. So we want to thank them very, very much for all that they did for us in the 2 weeks. Our only regret is that we're not able to keep you.
Senator Sutton.
Mr. President, thank you. You know, I look at this group of pages, and it's amazing to me every time how many talented individuals there are, and how hardworking they are. And I think the good senator from Minnehaha hit it right on the head. Their future is very bright. And we'd just like to encourage them to thank you, first of all, for getting involved. I encourage you to stay involved early and often. And that is how you affect change. So from all of us, thank you for being a part of doing the people's work. Thank you.
Further remarks? The question is, does the Senate adopt Senator Soholt's motion that Senate page resolution number 3 be adopted to memorialize and thank our pages, Savannah, Reagan, Chance, Daniel, Dylan, Katie, Logan, and Nolan? All please stand. That would be right now. Now, all those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The secretary will call the roll.
Adelstein.
Aye.
Begalka.
Aye.
Bradford.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buell.
Aye.
Ewing.
Aye.
Frerichs.
Aye.
Heineman.
Aye.
Holleen.
Yeah.
Hanhoff.
Aye.
Jensen.
Aye.
Johnston.
Aye.
Jones.
Aye.
Kirkaby.
Aye.
Krebs.
Aye.
Lederman.
Aye.
Lucas.
Aye.
Maher.
Oh,
I...
Too late.
Too late. It's down. It's a... Okay. Monroe.
Aye.
Narstrup.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Umdahl.
Aye.
Otten.
Aye.
Peters.
Aye.
Rampelberg.
Aye.
Rave.
Aye.
Roden.
Aye.
Soholt.
Aye.
Sutton.
Aye.
Tiedemann.
Aye.
Thiessen.
Aye.
Van Gerpen excused. Valley.
Aye.
Welke.
Aye.
White.
Aye.
Michaels. Aye.
Mr. President, there are ayes 34, excused 1.
Senate page resolution motion by Senator Soholt, having received an overwhelming majority of the members elect of this great body, has passed. And thank you, ladies and gentlemen. What a great group, and please encourage the juniors in your schools and other people to do the same thing you did. We've got to keep this up and get people involved in civics. A number of us were pages and interns here, and you could see how the world can go so wrong. Please proceed.
Senator Hunhoff moves that the Senate do concur in HCR 1005 as found on page 302 of the House Journal.
Is there a second? Comments on that motion? Senator Hunhoff, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mr. President. Thank you. COPD. Let's think about that. Do you know anybody with COPD? How about that person that's got a nasal cannula in and carries their little oxygen tank with them? Maybe in their posture or their position, they've got a barrel chest. And as you're sitting next to someone, they're going, That's what COPD is about. And so what this resolution is, which we bring every year, is to help us to remember how important and what kind of fatality we see with individuals with COPD. This is the third leading cause of death in the U.S., and I would tell you that is probably the same for South Dakota citizens. No one is untouched that has been a smoker, has some signs of COPD. And basically what that is the little sacs that are in your lungs become fibrous or hardened, and the oxygen can't go in there. And if you can't get oxygen in your body, you have air hunger and you're starving for those oxygen cells, and every other body system starts breaking down. So again, the intent of this resolution is to recognize November as the COPD Awareness Month, keeping in mind COPD, you can work, but it limits your ability. 34% of the people with COPD keeps them from working, and 17% of those that are impacted, they can't enjoy activities. Simply lifting up a grandchild is impossible for them to do. We know that if we've got screening, diagnosis, and treatment, we can take care of COPD. And we also know if we keep out there, stop the smoking, we're going to have those family members and friends around. So I would ask you to please support that in November, we continue to educate the citizens of South Dakota what COPD is about. And let's breathe right. Have a great day.
Thank you. Thank you, Senator Hunhoff. Further remarks? This is a House concurrent resolution. It started, obviously, in the House. It is not a law. It's a resolution. Senator Hunhoff is asking by motion for us to agree in this resolution. She is the Senate sponsor. Any further remarks? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is Senator Hunhoff's motion that the Senate do concur in HCR 1005. Those in favor of concurrence will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary, please call the roll.
Adelstein.
Aye.
Begalka.
Aye.
Bradford.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buell.
Aye.
Ewing.
Aye.
Ferrix.
Aye.
Heinemann.
Aye.
Holine.
Aye.
Hunhoff.
Aye.
Jensen.
Aye.
Johnston.
Aye.
Jones.
Aye.
Kirkaby.
Aye.
Krebs.
Aye.
Lederman.
Aye.
Lucas.
Aye.
Maher.
Aye.
Monroe.
Aye.
Norstrup.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Umdahl.
Aye.
Otten.
Aye.
Peters?
Aye.
Rampelberg?
Aye.
Rave?
Aye.
Roden?
Aye.
Soholt?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
Tiedemann?
Aye.
Thiessen?
Aye.
Van Gerpen, excused. Valley?
Aye.
Welke?
Aye.
White?
Aye.
Mr. President, there were ayes 34, excused 1.
Senator Hunhoff's motion that the Senate do concur in House Concurrent Resolution 1005, having received a majority vote of the members-elect, is hereby carried, and HCR 1005 is concurred in.
Senator Otten moves that the Committee on Judiciary be instructed to deliver Senate Bill 177 to the floor of the Senate pursuant to Joint Rule 77.
Is there a second? What we have here before I call on Senator Otten, since this is the first time we've had this and we have guests here and those watching, is a bill, in order for it to be considered on our calendar, needs to be delivered by the committee. And in this case, this bill failed, and Senator Otten is using a procedure to request that the bill be delivered. We use the term smoke out. And Senator Otten has made that motion. Comments are confined to demanding for delivery of the bill from the committee, and that vote requires a third of the membership, which is 12. Thank you for your patience, Senator Otten. You have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. President. I believe that this bill is vital for the safety of our college campuses.
Thank you. Further remarks on Senator Otten's motion?
Mr. President.
I'm sorry, Senator Thiessen.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Bill 177 was heard on February 5th in the Judiciary Committee. It received a full hearing, unlimited testimony from both proponents and opponents, and in the end, the committee voted 5-2 to defer this bill to the 41st day. Thank you.
Further remarks?
Mr. President.
Senator Hunoff.
Thank you, Mr. President. Members of the Senate, I'm going to ask you to resist this motion, and I want to thank my colleague. He says to keep college campuses safe. During that testimony, we had representatives from the universities representing their student bodies as well as the Student Federation. In attendance, we have a large number of students. They were responding to the impact of that bill. When we looked at the proponents, there were only two. They were both the Senate and the House sponsor. Again, I think we had a fair hearing, and if we're here to serve our constituents, those young people said they did not want guns on campus. I would hope you could resist this motion. Thank you.
Further remarks on Senator Ahn's motion? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is Senator Ahn's motion that the Committee on Judiciary be instructed to deliver Senate Bill 177 to the floor pursuant to our joint rule 7-7. Roll call has been requested. Is he supported? He is supported. The question before the Senate is Senator Otten's motion that the Committee on Judiciary be instructed to deliver Senate Bill 177. Those in favor of that motion will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary, please call the roll.
Adelstein.
No.
Bagalka.
Aye.
Bradford.
No.
Brown.
No.
Buell.
No.
Ewing.
No.
Frerichs.
No.
Heinemann.
No.
Holin.
No.
Hunhoff.
No.
Jensen.
Aye.
Johnston.
No.
Jones.
No.
Kirkaby.
No.
Krebs.
No.
Lederman.
No.
Lucas.
No.
Maher.
No.
Monroe. Pardon me?
Aye.
Nordstrup.
No.
Olson.
No.
Amdahl.
Aye.
Otten.
Aye.
Peters.
No.
Rampelberg.
Aye.
Rave.
No.
Roden.
No.
Soholt.
No.
Sutton.
No.
Tiedemann.
No.
Thiessen.
No.
Van Gerpen, excused. Valley.
No.
Welke.
No.
White.
No.
Mr. President, there were ayes 6, nays 28, excused 1.
Senator Otten's motion that the Committee on Judiciary be instructed to deliver Senate Bill 166 to the floor pursuant to Joint Rule 7, having failed to receive a vote of a third of the members elect, is hereby declared lost.
Senator Olson moves that Senate Bills 159, 44, and 238 be deferred to Tuesday, February 19th, the 25th legislative day.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Consideration of committee reports.
Senator Olson moves that the reports of the Standing Committee on Commerce and Energy on Senate Bill 195 is found on page 402 of the Senate Journal, and the Committee on Ag and Natural Resources on Senate Bill 183 is found on page 409 of the Senate Journal be adopted.
All those in favor of adoption signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. We're on to first reading of House bills. We have quite a few. We read these at the same time because the Constitution requires they be read in open session, although they're enrolled in the computer already, and the President pro tem assigns these for hearing. These are obviously House bills that have passed. Constitution requires they have a first reading here in front of the whole body orally. Please proceed.
House Bill 1093, an act to allow the use of dogs to hunt mountain lions and leash dogs to track and retrieve wounded or pursue dead big game animals. House Bill 1246, an act to authorize certain pesticide applicators to apply pesticide on their own property. House Bill 1128, an act to allow certain students to participate in the Opportunity Scholarship Program under certain circumstances. House Bill 1198, an act to allow certain Opportunity Scholarship recipients who graduate early to use the remainder of their scholarship award for graduate studies.
The President announces that House Bill 1093 and 1246 assigned to Agriculture and Natural Resources Education receives House Bills 1128, 1198, and 1213, State Affairs 1209 and 1220, and Transportation 1162. Consent Calendar.
Senate Bill 199, an act to exempt certain property used for educational purposes from taxation. Senate Bill 206, an act to revise certain provisions relating to liability and to workers' compensation and disability payments for law enforcement officers performing duties in other jurisdictions. And House Bill 1034, an act to revise certain provisions regarding the procedure for setting petroleum examination and testing specifications and methods.
Consent calendar bills are those that pass unanimously out of Senate committees and are put on this calendar, and they are non-debatable. Senate Bill 199, 206, and House Bill 1034, having received a second reading, are up for consideration and final passage. Are there any questions? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final passage of Senate Bill 199, 206, and 1034. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary, please call the roll.
Adelstein.
Aye.
Vigalka.
Aye.
Bradford.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buell.
Aye.
Ewing.
Aye.
Ferrix.
Aye.
Heinemann.
Aye.
Pauline.
Aye.
Hunhoff.
Aye.
Jensen.
Aye.
Johnston.
Aye.
Jones.
Aye.
Kirkaby.
Aye.
Krebs.
Aye.
Lederman. Lucas.
Aye.
Maher.
Aye.
Monroe.
Aye.
Northrup.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Amdahl.
No.
Otten.
No.
Peters.
Aye.
Rampelberg.
Aye.
Rabe.
Aye.
Roden.
Aye.
Soholt.
Aye.
Sutton.
Aye.
Tiedemann.
Aye.
Thiessen.
Aye.
Van Gerpen excused. Valley.
Aye.
Welke.
Aye.
White.
Aye.
Mr. President, there were ayes 32, nays 2, excused 1.
Senate Bills 199, 206, and 1034, having received a majority vote of the members elect, are hereby declared passed. Any questions on any of these titles? They're approved. On to our second reading debate calendar, please.
Senate Bill 138, an act to revise certain provisions regarding educational data reporting.
Senate Bill 138, having received second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks? Senator Rave, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mr. President. Ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, what you have before you here today is what is affectionately known as a vehicle bill. It may be the first one you see in the next couple days. It certainly won't be the last. I understand there's a friendly amendment coming. I spoke with the sponsor of that amendment before we came onto the floor, and I'm okay with that since this is just a vehicle bill anyway, and we're solely passing this across as things are still very fluid right now as we're coming down to crunch time with dollars for different areas of state government. It's good to have a few of these around so we can put the package together at the end. So I'd ask for your support to go ahead and amend the bill. That's fine, and then we'll pass it across. Thank you very much.
God bless you. Senator, thank you, Senator. Further remarks, Senator Bradford, you have amendment marked 138 Juliet Alpha. Is that correct, sir?
Yes.
It's been distributed?
Thank you, Mr. President.
Has it been distributed, sir?
Yes, it has.
You move it at this time?
I do.
Comments? Thank you, sir.
Comments are that, as we all know, accreditation involves major things like teachers, qualifications, athletic ability to be perform in athletics. So our schools on the reservation are all accredited, but they have received no state funding at all. And all we're asking is, in case this bill should happen to decide to go on through, we would exempt those folks out. That's the purpose of the amendment, and it is friendly. It doesn't change anything.
Thank you, sir. Further remarks? Hearing no further remarks, the question before the Senate is Senator Bradford's motion to amend marked 138, Juliet Alpha. Those in favor of that amendment signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. 138 is so amended. Further remarks on 138 as amended? Hearing none, the question before the Senate's final passage of Senate Bill 138 as amended. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary, please call the roll.
Adelstein.
Aye.
Pagulka.
Aye.
Bradford.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buell.
Aye.
Ewing.
No.
Frerichs.
Aye.
Heinemann.
Aye.
Pauline.
Aye.
Hunhoff.
Aye.
Jensen.
Aye.
Johnston.
Aye.
Jones.
Aye.
Kirkaby.
Aye.
Krebs.
Aye.
Lederman.
Aye.
Lucas.
No.
Maher.
Aye.
Monroe.
Aye.
Nordstrup.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Amdahl.
Aye.
Otten.
Aye.
Peters.
Aye.
Rampelberg.
Aye.
Rave.
Aye.
Roden.
Aye.
Soholt.
Aye.
Sutton.
Aye.
Tiedemann.
Aye.
Thiessen.
Aye.
Van Gerpen. Excused. Valley.
Aye.
Welke.
Aye.
White.
Aye. Olson votes no.
Olson votes no. Mr. President, there were ayes 31, nays 3, excused 1.
Senate Bill 138, having received a majority, as amended, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Any questions on these titles? Titles approved.
Senate Bill 143, an act to revise certain provisions regarding tourist-oriented directional signs.
Senate Bill 143, having received a second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks? Senator Tiedemann, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Go Pack, go.
Thank you very much. Senate Bill 143, as amended, deals with the logo signs that appear on the interstates in South Dakota. Currently, there are only four designations for businesses that can appear on these signs: fuel, lodging, food, and campgrounds. They're not advertising. They only give directions to the tourists coming through the state as to where they can go to find those things. Section 1 of Senate Bill 143 adds another designation to the current logo sign program for attractions. So attractions that could be, and I'll give you the definition that's in the bill later on. Section 2 also defines attractions. This language mirrors the current Nebraska statute, so it's very similar. Logo signs are erected by Department of Transportation, and the businesses reimburse the department on a yearly basis. The management of the logo sign program is found in administrative rules. Logo signs that include attractions are used in 17 of the 20 states surrounding South Dakota. The state of South Dakota spends millions of dollars to attract visitors. Makes good sense to get them to the last few miles to where they can spend money on attractions that could include wineries. It could be other examples that amusement, historical, cultural, or leisure activity that the public could then attend. They have to have restroom facilities, drinking water, and adequate parking accommodations. It's a first-come, first-serve to go on the sign. They can have up to 6 spots, and currently 4 designations are allowed. This bill would help bring tax dollars to the state, which in turn can help bring in the revenue that we can then support other activities, including education and health care. Thank you for your support on Senate Bill 143.
Thank you, sir. Further remarks on Senate Bill 143? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final passage of Senate Bill 143. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary, please call the roll.
Adelstein.
Aye.
Legalka.
Aye.
Bradford.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
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 Buell.
Aye.
Ewing.
No.
Ferrix.
Aye.
Heineman.
Aye.
Holine.
No.
Hunhoff.
Aye.
Jensen.
Aye.
Johnston.
No.
Jones.
Aye.
Kirkaby.
Aye.
Krebs.
Aye.
Lederman.
Aye.
Lucas.
Aye.
Maher.
Aye.
Monroe.
Aye.
Nordstrup.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Amdahl.
No.
Otten.
No.
Peters.
Aye.
Rampelberg.
Aye.
Rave.
Aye.
Roden.
Aye.
Soholt.
Aye.
Sutton.
Aye.
Tiedemann.
Aye.
Thiessen.
Aye.
Van Gerpen excused. Valle.
Aye.
Welke.
Aye.
White.
Aye. Johnson votes aye.
Johnson votes aye. Mr. President, there were ayes 30, nays 4, excused 1.
Senate Bill 143, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Any questions on the title? Title is approved then.
Senate Bill 114, an act to provide a definition of smoking.
Senate Bill 114, having received a second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks? Senator Thiessen, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mr. President. Well, we probably thought that we and the voters dealt with the issue of smoking a few years ago, but that was before the advent of hookah lounges, which now exist in Rapid City and Mitchell and are being contemplated in other places around the state. In hookah lounges, customers ingest tobacco and tobacco products in a way different than the traditional smoking. And the issue is that these hookah lounges, at least some of them are suggesting that what's happening in those lounges is not, in fact, smoking, because South Dakota, even during all those times and all those discussions about smoking, never really addressed the issue of the definition of smoking. And so Senate Bill 114 does just simply that. The definition of smoking, as listed in this bill, is inhaling, exhaling, or tasting the fumes released through burning or heating tobacco. This bill was supported by many entities in our committee. There was no opposition. It passed unanimously, and I think what it will allow us to do is make sure we have a clear definition of smoking, and then that the entities involved can be treated accordingly according to the rest of our state law. I'd ask your support. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. Further remarks on Senate Bill 114? Hearing no further remarks, the question before the Senate is final passage of Senate Bill 114. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary will call the roll.
Adelstein.
Aye.
Legalka.
Aye.
Brad.
Aye.
Bradford.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buell.
Aye.
Ewing.
Aye.
Ferrix.
Aye.
Heineman.
Aye.
Holine.
Aye.
Hunhoff.
Aye.
Jensen.
Aye.
Johnston.
Aye.
Jones.
Aye.
Kirkaby.
Aye.
Krebs.
Aye.
Lederman.
Aye.
Lucas.
Aye.
Maher.
No.
Monroe.
Aye.
Nordstrup.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Amdahl.
Aye.
Otten.
Aye.
Peters.
Aye.
Rampelberg.
Aye.
Rave.
Aye.
Roden.
Aye.
Soholt.
Aye.
Sutton.
Aye.
Tiedemann.
Aye.
Thiessen.
Aye.
Van Gerpen excused. Valle.
Aye.
Welke.
Aye.
White.
Aye.
Buell votes no.
Buell no. Bradford?
No!
Mr. President, there are ayes 31, nays 3, excused 1.
Senate Bill 114, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Any questions on the title? Title's approved. Just a second, we'll be at ease. Thank you, Senator. We have a really unusual circumstance here. Senate Bill 143, and Senator Tiedemann caught this after the fact. Let's go back to the history, and I think what's happened here is there was a gap missed in the engrossing process. We get an original bill up here after it's jacketed. After it's jacketed and it's referred by the President pro tem, in this case, 143 went to transportation. In transportation, you recall that it was deadlock and that it was without recommendation because Senator Lucas was off pitching a bill. But prior to that, since you don't need to have the full individual group there to amend, Section 3 was amended off. And we just verified that. Thank you, Senator Valley, that what happened here is we voted on the incorrect bill, on 143. So by the prerogative of the chair, I'm going to void that vote, and we'll have it calendared for Tuesday as amended. And that's one approach. Now, just I want to pause here because it's totally up to you. We can go ahead and pause and just be at ease and talk to the respective leadership and the sponsor and have it engrossed and then delivered. I don't know how long that will take. So it's totally up to you. You talk about it, Senator Tiedemann, but I need to declare that vote void as invalid. So I'll stand by for your decisions. Again, thank you for your indulgence. Based on my ruling, we will stand by. Fred? Okay. The record must reflect in the journal, Madam Secretary, that the President is voiding the vote on Senate Bill 143 as an invalid vote, since that bill was not engrossed, and therefore this will be calendared. It was amended, so we don't need an intervening day. We already had it. So consequently, it was amended. The engrossed version will be posted before the day is out, but Mr. Botts assured us of that, and it must show up on the calendar then in order, as I would submit our first bill in debate calendar, second reading, as an engrossed bill. So we'll have 143 as an engrossed bill posted and taking that up on Tuesday. Thank you again, Senator Tiedemann and Senator Valley. There's no way we would have picked that up here. Yeah, I'm not going to thank him. He's not a Packer fan, so. Good to go? Okay. Thank you for your patience and your diligence. Please proceed.
Senator Olson moves that the balance of the calendar be deferred to Tuesday, February 19th, the 25th legislative day.
Now, that is a valid motion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Okay, Senator Peters, rock and roll.
Thank you, Mr. President. Well, I would like a personal privilege, please.
Granted. I'll give you,
thank you.
Three of them.
Fantastic. Well, for those of you who haven't been paying attention to two little kids running around the neighborhood all week, my two boys, Derek and Braden, have been with me all week and have been very patient. And they've probably, if you've been sitting on the floor, you've been visited by them, and they have probably shown the little FBI white light on you and gotten your entire life history on why you ran and why you are in politics. But anyway, so I have my two boys. They've been with me all week. They've been really good to me this week. And then last night, my husband drove in, and he doesn't get a chance to visit us in session very often, but occasionally I get him for a day or two. And so my husband, Chris, has been with me, and I appreciate that they come and support me in being away from home this entire time. So
all your boys are here.
All my boys are here.
The younger boys with attention issues, wear your helmets this weekend. Thank you. Got it, dude. Senator Tiedemann.
Thank you, Mr. President. Personal privilege.
Oh, it's got to be good.
I think it is. This week we passed out Senate Bill 10. That's the swine building at South Dakota State University. And people asked the question, what happened to the wood from the old one? Well, I was giving these plaques to present that helps keep the memory, the history of 1921. And so at this time, Mr. President, I would like to present them to the Chair of Appropriations, Senator Peters.
Fantastic.
And to the Majority Leader, Russ Olson.
Very cool.
That's excellent. Thank you. Senator Peters.
Thank you, Mr. President. Well, I would like to say thank you very much for this plaque. It's very nice. And now we have physical proof of the history of the Hog House Amendment. So thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you. Senator Rave. Really? Good. Senator Olson, are you just standing up or?
Nope, I was just going to actually, Mr. President, thank the good senator from Brookings. This is the nicest thing that anybody from Brookings has ever done for me.
Kind of narrows it down. Further announcements. Okay. Senator Rampelberg, do you have an announcement?
Announcements. Senate Ag, Tuesday, 10 o'clock.
Very good. Any other announcements? Okay, Madam Secretary. Oh, I do. Do I have to do that now? Shoot. Okay. I'm signing an act to authorize the South Dakota Building Authority and the Board of Regents to finance, design, construct, furnish, and equip a sports performance enhancement facility arena named the Tiedemann Facility and a new outdoor track and soccer complex at the University of South Dakota to make an appropriation therefore. It was a University of South Dakota, so it was, that's why. An act to authorize the Board of Regents to accept the donation of land from the University of South Dakota Foundation for the use and benefit of the University of South Dakota at Senate Bill 9. President signing an act to revise certain provisions relating to employers' denial of workers' compensation claims, House Bill 1007. Okay, Madam Secretary, thank you for your patience.
Senator Peters moves that the Senate do now adjourn.
All those in favor of adjournment signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay.
No! Well,
President's in doubt. All those in favor of adjournment.